This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana health officials are revoking the licenses of 7 nursing homes whose residents were evacuated to a warehouse after Hurricane Ida made landfall last week. 7 people died amid deteriorating conditions, and according to several reports, residents made 911 calls using their cell phones asking for help. Authorities found some seniors lying on mattresses on the floor without food or clean clothes, and detected a strong odor of feces in the warehouse, which is located in the town of Independence. The Louisiana Department of Health said it alerted the owner of the nursing homes of the action on Tuesday. According to a statement from LDH, the homes failed to execute their emergency preparedness plans to provide essential care and services to their residents. Executive counsel for LDH, Stephen Rousseau, explained what happened when LDH officials tried to inspect the warehouse.
When LDH was making efforts to fully discover the site conditions post-landfall, LDH surveyors and inspectors, instead of being provided necessary information, were prohibited by the facilities and their owner from conducting and completing on-site inspections and surveys.
Rousseau said LDH moved the residents to certified facilities currently in operation to assure they received proper and necessary care. Health officials said the owner, Bob Dean, failed to contact LDH for help and had state inspectors from the agency thrown off the property. State health officials and Attorney General Jeff Landry have launched an investigation into the deaths. The Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services is launching a way for families to locate loved ones who evacuated from Hurricane Ida to a state shelter. A special telephone number called Connect has been established to allow people to pass along messages to loved ones by calling area code 225-342-2727. That number again, 225-342-2727. Or people can go online and fill out a form. The online portal for Connect is dcfs.louisiana.gov and search Connect, and DCFS will pass along the caller's message. As schools resume classes following the Labor Day holiday, health experts are warning about the impact of the highly contagious Delta variant. Dr. Caitlin Jedalina is epidemiologist at the University of Texas School of Public Health. She told the national call-in talk show Science Friday that Delta has changed the game for schools this year.
It's more transmissible. It's more contagious than previous variants. So one infected kid or one infected teacher on average will infect about 8 others, compared to before, whereas one infected would infect about 2 other people.
Dr. Jedalina said adults infected with the Delta variant have a higher viral load and contract more severe symptoms, but said there's no evidence of whether or not Delta symptoms are more severe for children. Some East Texas independent school districts have closed this week due to COVID infections. They include Cushing, Jasper, Livingston, Mount Enterprise, Orr City, and Trinity. Alto Independent School District has suspended all games and extracurricular activities for this week, including football, band, and cheerleading. This is Red River Radio.